On our Around the Home segment from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, heard each week here on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, 1290 WLBY. Today we profile Fendt Builders Supply, not only well-known here in Ann Arbor, but throughout Michigan and even Ohio. Fendt manufactures and distributes Michigan-made concrete pavers, keystone blocks, and concrete masonry units to contractors, homeowners, and a network of distributors throughout these two states. Michigan-made, Michigan-owned for almost 100 years, a company that started in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Kurt Weber joins us. He is engineered product sales rep at Fendt. Great to have you here with us, Kurt. Hi there.
Thank you.
And also Bob Schisler, who is sales manager at Fendt. And Bob and Kurt, between the two of you, I think you have almost 100 years together. Bob, how long have you been with Fendt?
It's been over 45 years already.
And for you, Kurt?
A little over 33.
My goodness, you guys have seen it all in that time. Fourth generation Fendt family now running Fendt. And I can't believe how long this company has been around. It's very well known in our community. I've had several projects done thanks to Fendt. And Bob, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Sure. Well, the original Fendt, Leo Fendt, started the business in 1924 on Gill Road in Farmington Hills, which is our current location where we have a manufacturing plant right now. He started it as a gravel business. And I believe in the 1930s, began manufacturing concrete blocks, very primitive methodology compared to what we have available today. And then to highlight a little bit of Fendt's history, in 1973, the Fendt family, basically the second generation Fendt, purchased a block plant in Ann Arbor, which is where we now manufacture our concrete paving stones. That change of from just block and paving stones and retaining wall blocks was done in the middle 1980s and opened up a whole new network of customers and contractors that we had not sold to previously when we were just doing concrete masonry units for commercial building construction. So that's why now a lot of people in Ann Arbor and the surrounding area know Fendt. Know the Fendt name more than just driving past our location on Liberty. They've seen us at a lot of home shows, and they've come in on weekends to buy concrete pavers to do their own patios or pick out colors and shapes because their contractors were directing them to come here to do that step of the process.
What an incredible company and a great history here in the state of Michigan. Kurt, tell me a little bit about what this has been like the last 18 months with the pandemic. And I know that you were considered an essential service, so you were able to keep going, but it was a struggle, wasn't it?
We were able to keep our doors open during when the shutdown happened. But we did experience a big downturn in business until the governor opened it up to landscape products again. They shut down a lot of projects and whatnot, but we rebounded very quickly. It was just a godsend how well we came back from it. And actually, because of a lot of our Canadian competition having trouble getting across the borders, we were able to thrive. And we're doing so again this year, doing very well.
I'm so glad to hear that. Bob, when you say that your products are made here in Michigan, I imagine you still have to get supplies from other places. Have you been impacted by the supply chain crisis? And what has that been like for Fendt?
Well, to some degree, that's true. Most of our basic raw materials are supplied locally. Sand, stone, cement, water, obviously, it's all local. But some other things that we depend on, like our color that we put into our paving stones, some of our strapping materials, they are impacted more by the supply chain problems because some of them do come from overseas, believe it or not.
Wooden pallets are also a big problem right now.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about those pallets.
Yeah.
And that, you know, all those little things, they all impact businesses like yours.
Sure.
So are you able to get the products done in a timely fashion when someone comes now? I mean, what is the situation like right now if they've got those patio projects in their backyards that they want to do?
Absolutely. We can keep them going.
And so from start to finish, what generally does that mean? If I come in and I pick out the products I want, which we're going to get to in a moment, because I think that's the hardest part. I can't make it my mind up. But how quickly then can those products get into their backyards and they can start working on that, Bob?
Well, for a do-it-yourselfer, it's basically a couple of days to just schedule delivery. Now, if you're hiring a contractor, that's going to be a different story. You're going to have to be fit into their schedule, which we know a lot of contractors have been very busy and booked up for, you know, months out from the time that they would sit down with a homeowner like yourself. So that's going to depend on their schedule, not ours necessarily. We feel a fairly good job of keeping our standard products in inventory so that contractors don't have to wait. That has been a challenge throughout the industry this last 12 to 18 months. But I think the fact that we are so local, like Kurt said, we don't depend on any product and any finished product being delivered from Canada or elsewhere. We have control over what we do day in and day out here. And being that we are a family-owned business, I can tell you that the third and fourth generation of fence sit down each week at each plant to determine what inventory needs to be produced the following week. We assess our existing inventory, we assess orders that have come in that need to be manufactured, and try to do our best to take care of everybody that's asking for product. And it's a system that works very well.
Talking with Bob Schisler, he is a sales manager at Fendt Builder Supply. Also with us is Kurt Weber, who is the engineered product sales rep there. Kurt, tell me a little bit about trying to figure out what exactly is going to be the look that I am looking for. What is the best way to go about that?
Well, thanks to Bob here, he puts together one heck of a nice catalog. And that's probably the best place to start and finish, really. It's just a complete book. Our competition has really driven us to having to do this type of expensive catalog, but we do it very, very well.
Because people like to go through that. They like to see the different products.
And then we also have display areas set up all around our plants, both plants, to where they can walk around and look. We can come out and help them if they need it.
And by the way, Fendt is located on Liberty on Ann Arbor's west side here in our town.
Correct.
And so one thing I found helpful is going through your Facebook page. Fendt Builders has a lovely Facebook page, and you're showing a lot of these finished products, and I am just salivating over what I'm seeing on here. What are most people wanting to do when it comes to bricks and pavers and the products you have at Fendt? What are you seeing, Bob?
Well, as far as styles of pavers, the last few years, the market has really shifted from a weathered or textured or old world look in our products to the smoother, sleeker, more refined lines, the more contemporary lines. And as far as colors are concerned, the grays and whites and charcoals have been the hot colors for the last 3-4 years. Having been at this as long as we have, we've seen colors change every few years. We've gone from reds and burgundies to tans and browns and back to reds and then over to charcoals and grays and whites. And we're already seeing some indications that the next few years are maybe shifting back towards beiges and brown tones again.
Well, that reminds me of your new product called Dunewood. Kurt, tell us about that.
Well, it's just one of our custom colors, our Spectrum Mira colors. I think we pride ourselves a lot on our color ranges, more so than any of our competition. We offer way more colors. And Dunewood was one that my boss came out with, and he really liked it, and I decided we would make it. And I think it is going to be very popular.
On your Facebook page, you have a finished, beautiful, upgraded wheelchair ramp. And when most people say wheelchair ramp, you have something in your mind that this is not it. I mean, this is incredible.
Right.
All done with pavers. There's wrought iron in there. It's just absolutely gorgeous using 4x8 pavers in a polar ash with a jet black soldier course and old world glenstone slate. It looks seamless, Bob. It's just beautiful.
The industry has really improved over the years. Just the detail, the work what's expected in a good paver installation. If you look now, it's all very much detailed. There's always accent bands. We're getting more and more into integral lights that are featured within the products.
You can actually put the lights within these projects. How hard is that to do?
We have a line of LED lights that we get in from a company called Integral, and they're just long-lasting. They're 10,000 hours. I mean, you can build them in, and they last forever.
That's incredible, Kurt. Bob, tell me a little bit about pricing and what that has been like. We've seen everything in the building industry going up this last year and a half alone. What about for your industry at Fendt?
Sure. Well, again, since most of our raw materials are sourced locally, we have not seen the runaway inflation in prices that have been impacted on products that come from China, Canada, wherever. Specifically, wood and steel products have gone through the roof the last 12 to 18 months. And I mean, have gone up 2 to 3 times what their pre-COVID costs were. We are nowhere near that in the price increases that we've had. We have been basically in the 5 to 10% per year increase range, even since COVID started.
Trucking.
Trucking has gone, I'm talking about our product costs, you know, FOB, our plants. Trucking has gone very through the roof as well. The shortage of workers and everything has just multiplied that factor.
What I would pay $500 a load to get a load to Cadillac a few years ago, we're now paying $1,500.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. And the fact that fuel is now twice what it was a year and a half ago, it doesn't help.
Yeah, all of that plays into it. But you're saying the actual products themselves haven't gone up because of the local nature of your supplies.
We've had minimal increases compared to what is scaring everybody off with lumber and so on.
Because of the trucking, because of these other issues, though, it sounds like.
Mainly.
Yeah, interesting.
But cement is going up considerably, and aggregate costs are going up. Yeah. But they are locally sourced pretty much.
How do you make your products? And I know, I'm not sure about Bob, but I know that, Kurt, you're a geologist, right?
That's correct. Yeah, they hired me for my engineering knowledge to sell our retaining wall systems, which are mechanically stabilized earth retaining wall systems. So that's the reason I was mainly hired on. What was the question again?
How do you make your product?
Our machine comes from Germany. And I don't want to get too technical here, but the less water you can put in a concrete product, the stronger it is, as long as you can get it to consolidate.
Mm-hmm.
So what you would see is like concrete being poured in a curb. You can see that it's actually pouring and it's liquid. Our concrete is so dry that it's like really just a pile of sand and cement.
Wow.
And when it gets loaded into the machine, and then it's compressed under extreme force. And that's how they're made. It vibrates that to the end. It makes a nice, clean brick product.
And then you're adding color, you said?
And the color's added right into the mix. That's correct.
Wow.
And we can get, compressive strengths, like your average driveway would be 3,000 to 4,000 PSI. Our pavers are anywhere between 10,000 and 13,000.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
So much, much.
Incredible product.
Yeah,
what a great
history. Very long-lasting.
Yeah. And what a great history Fendt has in our community. Bob, what do you think the future holds for the next 100 years for Fendt? He's laughing because he's thinking, am I going to be here then?
not a chance. Well, I think the future is bright for Fendt and our industry. I mentioned the fourth generation is in their early 30s right now, mid-30s, and grabbing hold of the essentials of the company. I think with the expansion of the residential products that we supply, the future looks good for our industry as a whole. And we intend to be around for quite a few years yet. I don't necessarily. But.
Well, you know, you think about it, it's highly unusual that a family continues to own after all of these years. We've seen it, a lot of these kinds of businesses being sold to other companies, whether they continue or whatever. But that is quite a legacy there. And I'm glad
to
hear.
Testimonial. It's a testimonial of a family.
It really is.
They're just wonderful people.
Yeah.
They care for their people. And just you can tell. You can tell. Working at this company is a joy.
Oh, it's so wonderful. I hope our listeners go online to your Facebook page and check out the beautiful work that is done. I'm going to give both the Facebook page. You can find them at Fendt Products. That's F-E-N-D-T, Fendt Products. And you can also go to their website, FendtProducts.com. That's F-E-N-D-T, Products.com. What a pleasure today to talk to two longtime employees of Fendt, Bob Schisler and Kurt Weber. Great talking with you and your work is all over this town, and it's really nice to
yes,
see, including my own backyard. Thank you, gentlemen. Great talking
Thank
with
you.
You. And they're members of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. You can go online to BraggAnnArbor.com to learn more about this great organization representing many builders, remodelers, and others in the building industry. That's BraggAnnArbor.com. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.